DH is probably the wrong word, but it basically was like you can take years off of your cell life or whatever. They will behave younger. Your cells will behave younger. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But anyway, do aerobic exercise as you get older. Like Big Fatty walks all the time, you know, he's doing some aerobic exercise. Maybe that is de-aging his cells. Who knows?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty can take years off of your life.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One of this episode 3188. BFO for Monday, the 27th of April, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, and we've got still some voice letters to catch up on. Big Fatty, hi, Peter G. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're going to find out why you're a wino when I tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, I'm trying to think. I think I had gone to see Miss Kitty. It's Sadie's shearing services on Thursday. So, if not, I went on Friday. But I think I went on Thursday. But anyway, y'all, Friday, y'all, it's been a very Shady Pines weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just like having Mr. Cackle around. Well, not quite that Shady Pines, but anyway, y'all, all I've really done is have my normal daily routine this weekend. Getting ready for work, should be.
Hey, can you stay awake until you finish the little show? I'm gonna try.
Evening, y'all, I poured myself, young Nicholas came by on Wednesday to check on the elderly, and I had a couple of glasses of wine then, and y'all, I had about one glass left in the bottle. I'm sure that Peter G. can attest that you can get three more than acceptable glasses of red wine out of a bottle of Moose Pea wine.
Big Fatty, maybe Moose Pea knows that too. He probably does.
anyway, so I had that third glass, and y'all, then I'm sitting out on the veranda, and here comes young Nicholas in his little jalopy truck.
Big Fatty, the jalopy truck.
So he comes in, and we have a nice conversation and all, and he decides that he wants to have a cocktail, because, you know, y'all, this is all part of checking on the elderly, is to get the elderly overserved.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And he had a couple of cocktails, and I had another glass of wine, had to open another bottle, and, you know, then he decided he's going to switch over to wine. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Peter G. and Moose P. can probably, well, and even Durwood, y'all got a message from Durwood. Oh, my, I think this was on Saturday night. Oh, my gosh, I've had one margarita and I'm buzzed. Well, y'all, when you don't drink very much, it doesn't take much. Big Fatty, I wonder what it takes for the old gal. Oh, it's an IV. So y'all, we were drinking some wine and everything, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Y'all, there was a calamity. There was a calamity in the bathroom. Young Nicholas decided that he wanted to cleanse himself. So he took a little shower. And I don't know how he did it. Y'all, he kept dropping the soap. I don't know if he was thinking he was in prison. Yes, Big Fatty, young Nicholas in prison. He kept dropping the soap in the shower. Big Fatty, I know Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee would like to drop the soap with him also. Well, that and maybe Mike from Gayish. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know how he did it, but he ended up knocking my sliding glass doors on my shower off the track, and y'all, the whole thing was about to fall down. And we had so much wine, I said, well, we'll just fix it tomorrow. So you got to get your ass up and come back over here tomorrow. So anyway, that's what happened. He ended up going home, and he was all cleansed. He was cleansed. Let's see. Then on Saturday, y'all, Saturday morning, he was over here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yes, Big Fatty, that tail certainly was bushy, like the baked beans. And he came and he fixed it, he got out the clear caulk to kind of hold the top bar in place so it wouldn't come off easy. And y'all, then he was off to run errands and all kinds of things like that. And it was a little humid on Saturday, so I did the short nipple walk early, then I was going to do the longer one later on. And y'all, I'm sitting out there on the porch on the cellular telephonic device, you know, playing the Words with Friends. Y'all, by the way, Miss Bacon has stopped playing the Words with Friends with me. I don't know what's up with that. What was I saying? I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, here comes the jalopy again. And y'all, it's young Nicholas, and he came by just to visit, and he poured himself a glass of wine also. And y'all, then one of my neighbors, I think young Nicholas has kind of he has a fancy for him. He's a little randy for him. Big Vinny Randy in Pennsylvania, Slivania. No, Randy as in thirsty. Yes, Big Vinny. We invited him over for a glass of wine, and it was just a nice little afternoon. Y'all, it was so nice. Sitting on the porch, there was a cool breeze blowing, and it was just relaxing. And that wine, I'm telling you, it just absolutely takes the worries of the world off of you. And young Nicholas went and watched a drag show from the Dudley Do-Rights. The drag queens are still doing little shows. And so Granny and Durwood and Nicholas and were watching the drag show, and they got me in on the conversation. Well, y'all know how much I love a drag show. And y'all are, oh, this is terrible. Oh, that, what was she thinking when she wore that outfit? Oh, this is horrible. And I'm like, this is exactly why I don't stay for the... Anyway, so y'all, I finally just said, leave this conversation. And I'm sure all of them were like, well... Well, but y'all, it was just awful. But y'all, after young Nicholas left, y'all, I went for my second nipple walk. But y'all, it was getting too dark. I couldn't do the whole long nipple walk, y'all. I did not reach 12,000 steps on Saturday. I only had right at 10,000 steps. That broke my record. That broke my record for having at least 12,000 steps. But yeah, that's okay. I'd gone like almost a month and a half without getting less than 12,000 steps. So, but I'm okay with it. Y'all, then I watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I watched this program. I saw Archer and Trucker Alex talking about something called the Circus of Books. And y'all, I didn't know what it was, but Trucker Alex on the Twitter says, oh my God, Jeff Stryker is such an old man. He says, I guess that makes me an old man too. And y'all, if you don't know who Jeff Stryker is, y'all, he was a big celebrity in the porn industry. And he was... good-looking young man and gifted. Yeah, y'all, he could be the poster child for the enormous little show. Y'all, by the way, there's a new episode evidently coming out on Friday, and y'all, it is so enormous that there may be a murder, beef, that is silly. anyway, but he was on there, and y'all, he's an old man now, Betty, who isn't? Y'all, it was kind of good. Y'all, it was about this these straight people that ran the biggest gay pornography store in I think it was in San Francisco, was it? I think so. but it was interesting. It's on the Netflix, you know, the Netflix, and. So check it out if you want to. I don't care. Anyway, I watched that, and y'all. Then I was getting ready to hit the Love Chamber, and y'all. I saw that the Saturday Night Live was going to be a new episode, and I'm going, well, I'm not sure how they're going to do this, y'all. They did it on the Zoom, but yeah, it was kind of cute. There were a couple of things that were fun. The best thing was at the very beginning when they had that, evidently they had asked that Dr. Fauci, who would play him, you know, because they said, well, you know, this was going to be made into a movie. Who would you like to play you in the movie? And he just laughed and said, oh, probably Brad Pitt. Y'all, they had Brad Pitt. They had Brad Pitt dress up as Dr. Fauci, and y'all, he had him down pretty well. Yes, because y'all, I thought it was Matt Damon until he pulled his weave off. But y'all, it wasn't a bad little show. And y'all, then Sunday, I slept pretty well. Y'all, I did. I have washed the sheets. Washed the sheets on Sunday, so it'll be a clean sheet night. And y'all, I've washed my clothes. Y'all, the only clothes I really have are my walking shorts and socks and just kind of cool. They're not really collared shirts, but they're not T-shirts. They're just kind of shirts. And from the Mark Anthony collection. I'm washing them right now. And y'all, I washed the sheets, washed the bedspread. And I'm going to just tell you this. Jay and Ron, you know, the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy, y'all, they have created a monster. They have created a monster because y'all, I think I use that ayah. I use the ayah fryer every day. Every day, I'm telling you. Y'all, it cooks the bafrin really well. I cook sausage. I cook the poke sausage patties in there. And y'all, it's no mess. You don't mess up a frying pan or anything like that. You know, they have the little fry basket and the thing that catches the grease and all. You have to clean it up, but y'all, you can do that with a paper towel. Y'all, it's just lovely. It really is, and I'm looking forward to trying some other things. Y'all, one other thing that I will mention. Do you have the Zaxby's? Do you have the Zaxby's chicken fingers? You know, I got the chicken fingers platter a couple of weeks ago. Y'all, because I signed up for the app, I got a free chicken sandwich meal. So y'all, I ran by there on Saturday. I ordered it, and y'all, I ordered a order of fried pickerels, and y'all, it was all really pretty good. And y'all, the chicken sandwich with the French fried potatoes and the unsweetened tea and the fried pickerels all cost me $4.12. Fatty, you cheap ass, good way to go. So y'all, if you're looking for a Corona coupon, Fatty Corona coupon, sign up for these apps and they'll give you some good deals and things like that. Y'all, by the way, if you're on the Dine Rewards for the Outback and the Carrabba's and the Bonefish Grill, y'all, they're giving double visits through the end of April. So y'all, that is Thursday. So if you're looking to get a double visit, yes, Big Fatty, and get 50% off of a future visit, make your order by Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, I see a blooming onion in your near future. Well, it could be. And y'all, it has just been a lovely day here in Fat Acres. We're supposed to go back down into the 50s tonight and for the next couple of nights. So y'all, I'll have the windows open. Oh, Big Fatty, I know the neighbors will love to hear the noises coming out of your love chamber. Let's see. Is there anything? Oh, y'all, we were supposed to have a suits meeting on a Sunday night, and old Crooked Hat has canceled it. He says, no, we will not have a suits meeting. And, so I guess I'll have to hold off till next week to pitch an idea. I'm just sitting here. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell you there. Just a quick check here of the e-letters. No. Y'all, Princess Hannah, she did send me something here. It was something that's over cuteness overload. Big Fatty, is it pictures of me? Well, it's a whole bunch of pets in quarantine. It's how they're making the most of quarantine. Big Fatty, and by pets you mean like puppy play and things like? No, it's not. It's nothing. It's nothing like that. But y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Big Fatty, I don't know how you talked about that for 20 minutes because you didn't really say a damn thing. Oh, Nick, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, in all seriousness, I'm a little worried about my Northeast straight daddy. Y'all, I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I sent him an e-letter, hadn't heard back. So, Dan, if you're out there and listening, or if anyone else has seen him on the Twitty or the Face Space or whatever, let me know what's going on. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. Yes, Big Fatty canceled the suits meeting. And I don't know why he did it, y'all, but Adam, would you like to tell us why canceled the suits meeting for Sunday?
Big Fatty can take years off of your life.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's not wrong about that, you know.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.